Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Well, hello, good evening. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which is actually your half-hour inspirational program, a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker to bring the half-hour inspirational program to you this evening. We air here every Friday night from 7 to 7:30. It's only a half-hour broadcast. And during that time, what our mission is to bring you the Word of God and hope that you become inspired to go out to take action. That's what our mission is, hoping that you will become inspired by the Word of God and that you're willing to go out and be a light into a dark path, you know, by taking action and helping someone else by directing them and their focus to God. All right, I mean, there's so many things that we can do. We can talk about prayer. We can talk about our own lives. But, you know, I'm always thinking about it's only really what we do for Christ that will last. And you've got people all around the world that have had a multitude of successes. And oftentimes they still have feelings of void. So my question comes tonight is, are you spiritually alive? Are you spiritually dead? I strongly believe that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I know for some of you all that's pretty hard to digest, but I am considered to be a philosopher. And I do believe that we are spiritual beings made in the image of God, and we're created in the physical component. But we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so when the Bible says that man cannot live by bread alone, bread basically represents the physical food that the physical body requires. And, of course, bread, meat, and the substance thereof. But when you talk about but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, we're talking about the spiritual component, which is only can come from God's word. All right, we're going to begin tonight. We're talking about faith without works. Let us go ahead and have a word of prayer and invite the Lord into our programming this evening. Father, we thank you for your multitude of blessings. We thank you for the sunrise that many of us get to see every morning. And Lord, we thank you for even the sunset when you bring about the moon, which is the lesser light, so that we can appreciate the beauty of your nightfall. We thank you for the rain, the snow when it comes. We thank you for your seasons. And, Lord, we know that all things work together for you, for those that love the Lord. And we sometimes don't understand how inclement weather may come upon us and weather that causes human disasters. We don't understand. But we know that, Lord, you are the one that allows things to happen for your good, for your glory. And help us to trust you where we can't trace you. These and other blessings, we thank you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. All right, tonight we're actually talking about faith without works. Faith without works. And I have some featured guests on here that were on my show last evening, Apostle Remy and Prophetess Kathy. I'm going to bring them in just a moment. They did an outstanding job last night on my show, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which is all about relationships. And tonight's broadcast is a spiritual broadcast that deals with our relationship with God. our relationship with the creator of the universe. And with that, what we're talking about is faith without works. You know, you can oftentimes find people who go out and they say, well, I'm going to have faith in God, that I don't have this job, but I'm going to have faith that God is going to allow me to find the job. But unfortunately, sometimes the people, they may not even, while they're going out doing everything else but looking for a job. You know, you've got different types of faith, and people are measured by certain degrees of faith that God may have given to them, or their faith has been increased or built upon. And so that person is doing nothing, knowing that he or she has a family to take care of, but they're just going with faith, not looking for a job, but going out doing other stuff. Well, you know, and then they come back at the end of the day having not gone to fill out one application to inquire about one job. And the question becomes tonight, is that faith? You know, and then after 3 months, they realize that nothing is happening. Is that faith? Let's bring my featured guest in this afternoon, Apostle Remney, and as well as Prophetess Kathy. Good evening and welcome to your half-hour inspirational programming. Good evening.
Good evening,
Dr. J.C. God bless you.
Okay, very good to have you on again. Last night you all were phenomenal, and I made an attempt to try to get in touch with you all today to just tell you how much I appreciated you all being on the air. I meant to call you last night, but sometimes I get flooded with calls after the show, and I wanted to give you all some quality time. let me just ask you, with our show being tonight, Faith Without Works is Dead, the scenario, the small scenario that I painted, let's say the man, let's call him John. John goes out and he's out there actually not looking for a job, but he knows he has a wife and children to support at home. And the wife is, maybe she's pregnant now, and she's in maybe the eighth or ninth month, but she's having a difficult pregnancy, so she's not able to work. But John is really just out there, and he's just having a good time. And he's not one of those people who mind that the beard's becoming arrears, and yet he tells his wife that he was looking for a job when in fact he wasn't. Now, but he says, you know, in his worship session with the family, he says, I'm going to have faith. I'm going to be certain that God does something for them. 3 months later, you know, they're backed up on their rent and other bills, and it's very difficult now. Is that faith? Let's start with you, Apostle Remney. Is that faith that John has?
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. It is not faith. The Bible makes it very clear that faith being the very essence of what we hope for, without work or without corresponding actions, is dead.
Yes.
So we cannot talk about faith, which relates to what we hope for, and not be looking for what we are hoping for. Because what faith entails is faith gives you a mental picture which becomes your spiritual reality. Because you must understand that there are two worlds, two realms. We have the sensual perception or natural realm and the spiritual realm. Faith is the one that bridges those two realms. So faith lets you know that it's there, even though you have not seen it yet.
Amen.
And because you are confident in the God who gave you the picture,
yes,
now it compels you to go and look for what you are hoping for.
Amen.
All right. Well, you know, and that's and you're quoting, part of what you're quoting is James 2:14-26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And you know, and I mean, it's like, Why is it that John, I mean, why, Prophetess Kathy, let me bring in and ask you, why would the man come home and lie to his wife that he's been out there looking for a job? And this happens all the time, of course, that he's been looking for a job, and in fact, he hasn't. Why?
You know, I mean, I think sometimes that's natural when it comes to men. I'm just kidding. I just want to be a...
That was a low blow.
You know, there's a reason why I bring her in to answer that question. I know she's not a man, but women always have an answer. So,
A part of him knows what he should be doing, you know. I guess a part of him, he also doesn't want to disappoint his wife. I could imagine his wife is probably questioning, you know, if he's truly out there, or are you out there? How did it go, honey? You know, that how we women are very encouraging, how, you know, supportive. So it could have just been a quick natural response. I don't want to cause any type of trouble response.
I agree with you, and Apostle Remy, jump in at any point in time, because, I mean, I'm thinking even as a man, you know, you haven't been out there to really look. And it's not that it's not necessarily your intent always to deviate from the truth, but you don't want to get in further trouble. You really don't. Apostle Paul, help me out, because we got an audience listening tonight. So I don't want to sound so bad, but it's all Prophetess Kathy's fault, because she started this. So go ahead, Apostle. Help us out, please.
Well, I do understand a little where my wife's coming from. You know, as a man, we have that ego that we are dealing with, you know, and we want to make sure that, as far as the brother's concerned, you know, you must understand, too, that he's dealing with, you know, his faith in a God that is invisible, that he hasn't seen, right?
Yes.
And also,
right.
And with a wife that is visible, you know. So
very pregnant,
man. But how do you balance the truth? So he can find himself hiding in what I call a fake world, you know, because you know, faith gives you that height, you know, that it excites your adrenaline. So you are so faith moved that when you are facing the reality that he is a wife that is asking you a question that you cannot really answer, so probably he went and answered her by faith.
Right. That's a very good one. That's a very good one. You can see that you all are a team. And, you know, if my wife were standing by me, next to me, and someone would ask me a question that I asked you to come on in, I would say the same thing, the same exact line. I understand where my wife is coming from. So we know what to say when and when to say. Yes, we do. So now, Apostle, tell us, what would make it real faith with works in that same scenario that John is going out there? He's at the mall really hanging out, okay? So what would make it really faith with work, coupled with the works? What would really make that faith with works so he can honestly say to his wife, yes, sweetie, it wouldn't take 3 months, because I'm pretty sure God would have delivered him, because he's always an on-time God if he were really exercising the works with the truth. So go ahead, Apostle, and tell us, what would have made the difference for my listening audience so they'll know that this was a presumptuous faith that he had? What the reality of the real faith is what?
The reality of the real faith is that, first of all, he will have to update his resume. And assuming that he has one, but if he doesn't have one, he will have to put a resume together, and actually do his mouth where his faith is, or his legs, his work, you know, and do some work, do some corresponding. Like, as I alluded to before, faith gives you a mental picture. That mental picture is a job. Now you have to go and look for it and do, you know, the actual application, you know, the actual looking, you know, for that job, you know, because otherwise it becomes somewhat of a passive faith, because we have to understand, though, we have that picture, but we have to be active, actively pursuing after that picture.
Amen. 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 Right. And might I add, he should probably be dressed up ready for an interview, but he knows that. Okay, I know that I may go in, and they may say you can start today.
Right.
So he should put on the bow tie.
Yeah.
He should just basically be prepared with his little briefcase if he has one. I'm not saying it's necessary, but be prepared to go in and start working the same day.
Yes.
Carry your lunch with you. It just you just have to have the mindset of God. I stand on the word of God, and I'm moving by faith, and I know that He is going to not only meet but exceed my expectations.
And I like the mental picture that you talk about, Apostle, because Prophetess Kathy just brought it home when she says, dress the part. Dress up as if it's already happened. That's the mental picture that you presented, that you're going to have the job. So when you dress up and you go out there, that's it right there. That's it. And then, Prophetess Kathy, if you add to this, women usually know when that man is, when he's deviating from the truth. I hate to call him a liar, but they know when you're lying. I mean, and Prophetess Kathy, help us with that. That woman knows, and you started with it earlier, she knows when he's not telling, when he's deviating or telling a lie.
It is definitely true. I know
that woman intuition.
It is that intuition, but I say it's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because I pick it up. I'm like, something's not right about that answer there. But it is definitely true. We have the ability to sense that something is off. And the challenge is how do you approach it, I guess, when we do pick it up. But my husband knows I definitely will say, honey. Yes, honey, let's talk about that. Let's elaborate a little bit more.
Right. And, you know, and I guess if a lot of men, chances are, it's just easier, I find. Just go ahead and do what you really need to do, what's expected of you to do, and not so much what the woman expects, but what God expects. And when we can please God, when that woman pleases God, when that man pleases God, the household's going to be pleased.
Yes.
Because, you know, God knows all, He sees all. So what when you know that God knows all and sees all, it's like, you know what, I can't go home and tell my wife this here, that this and that. Instead, I go home and I'm excited. I filled out. I completed about 10 applications. Listen, I felt good about myself. And then at least three of these places say that they're going to give me a call. And then I got faith that at least two of them will give me a call and may even have me coming in for a second interview. But I know it's going to happen. You start to, like in James, the Bible talks about, speak those things to be in existence as though they were. And then after a while, these things start to happen. And you'd be amazed. And now you got 16 to 20 different companies calling you about coming in. And then if you still got a landline at home, notice I said if you still got a landline at home, then the wife at home says, honey, you got all of these calls that came in. That's God working behind the scenes for you. And that's that's what it's all about, faith without works. Now, let me ask you, and let's start with Prophetess Kathy. Have you had an experience, whether it was going for a test, whether it was going for a job, when you got discouraged? And then Apostle Paul, I'm going to bring you in with the same question. When you got discouraged and you say, Lord, Lord, I need this in that, God, please. I know you got a sense of humor. I mean, have you gotten to that point where you're like, God, this is the one I want, God, this is the one I want. And then you didn't get it. And then how did you feel after that? Tell us about that experience, if you would.
Oh, yes. I want to say with our house, when searching for our house, I know the Lord said it was time to go and get the house. And we started looking and we found a house and we said this was the one. And we began doing the work. We began going out there. We began speaking over it. I mean, people came out asking, why are you here? And we were like, we're claiming this house. No one can really say that. But we began declaring it. We were prepared. And then last minute, it did not go through because of something that they found that should have been found from the beginning. And so it was definitely very challenging because I'm saying to myself, well, we believe, we trust, we sowed. We stood on God's word. We confessed. We declared. We claimed the territory. We tread our feet upon the ground, and it did not happen. And as a Christian, that can be discouraging. You know, when you're saying, I believe right. that God is able, he's able to provide what he said he will do, what he said he will do. He said, if we ask, that we shall receive. My people have not because they ask not. And you're saying, right. like, I know because I'm doing all of these things, he can only give me what I am requesting. And then it doesn't happen.
Right.
What do you do?
Prophetess Kathy, you got me sitting on the edge of my seat because I have a similar story to that. But go ahead. I'm on the edge of my chair right now because I'm just waiting for her.
What do you do? I will not lie. I will not lie. I was definitely challenged. I was definitely saying to God, you know, I knew that this was ours. I said that this was ours. And I say, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I when I speak to my father, I speak to him as a father. I was like, Daddy, you know, right. I was expecting you to come through. I'm disappointed. Yeah. But truthfully, I knew that it was better. So I had to let that go in order for him to bless with the house that we have now in the city that we actually want to live in initially with a better layout. And this is what we need to do. We need to let it go, even though I'm not saying it's not difficult, but we need to be able to let it go and put our trust back on God and not be so focused on the thing. Because when we focus on what God wants to do and what He is doing, we receive the greater blessing, the better outcome versus on dwelling on what we lost and what we wanted that we thought was good for us.
Wow. So are you saying in essence that God didn't give you what you wanted at the time, but he gave you something better?
Yes.
If I may, Apostle, before you come in, I know we've only got about 8 minutes to go, but I'll be brief on what I'm about to say, which give you an opportunity to bring your experience in. And even if you want to share and add on top of that one. You know, it's amazing. My wife and I had a very similar experience. Where I live now is a very nice community, but my wife wants a larger place. And I call myself looking around, you know, having a realtor, assigning a realtor to look for us. We're in Pembroke Pines, we want to go to Tamarack. And we walked in, the realtor called me up and said, I know I've got the place that you want. We went up there to Tamarack, and listen, when we walked in, my wife and I both looked at each other, and we said, this is the place. We started claiming that place. We started claiming it. And I just, you talk about a mental picture. I just saw my office in there. I saw everything. My wife was already mentally decorating the place. I'm telling you. And then, I mean, told the realtor, go ahead and make an offer there. And we thought surely, you know, God was just going to, no matter what we put out there, that God was going to work it out for us because he said he would grant you the desires of your heart. Well, this was my wife and I, we touched and agreed, and we say, this is what we want. We just saw, I mean, when we walked in there, we just felt, oh, my goodness, that place, this is it, overlooking the water and everything. And I just say, oh, this is it. And then we went through all the process. Took about almost three weeks. And then we get the word that we didn't bid high enough. And I was apostle. You know how, as men, we want to really please our wives. You know, because we feel that we're, and Prophetess Kathy, you know, I'm sharing this because men, we feel like we want to be your superhero. You know, we want to be that knight in shining armor, and we want to be the guy. And then, you know, we want you to have what you want because God wants us to have what we want. And then when it didn't come through, I felt so disappointed. Not so much just for me, but for my wife, because she was excited about that. And it made me just feel like, God, come on, God. I mean, you could have did it for my wife, even if you weren't going to do it for me. Do it for her. And so I've been there, and when I hear you all, and so I'm still there now. You know, I'm still there where we didn't get that. But we haven't gotten something else yet. So I'm thinking that, okay, my words to my wife, and she says, I don't want to even look anymore until we know for sure. And I know that's a little discouraging for her, and I'm discouraged, and it's like she's kind of counting on me and God. I'm counting on God, you know, that something's going to work out. So to hear you say that he got you something better. And then as I reflect on this, we never know. Had God put us in that place, that might have been the wrong place for us, because you never know what could have transpired there. So God is working things behind the scenes all the time. And I can assure you, I'm just going to have faith that when we do get the place that God has for us, it's going to be like that other place is not even a memory. So, Apostle, I didn't mean to take away from your time, but go ahead. Share your thoughts.
All right. That's all right. That's all right. We have finished now. Listen, you don't know what true faith is until faith disappoints you. You don't know the degree, the width of your faith is measured by when faith disappoints you. In other words, what do you do when you have that mental picture and you're going after it? You're doing everything, and then at the last, and you know God can do it. You know, okay, so you're praying for somebody, a loved one who's sick, and you know that God can heal.
Yeah.
You know, and you have full assurance that God can do it, and God decides what to do. What I've learned is that there's a dimension of faith. True teaching of faith should be connected to God's sovereignty.
Amen.
True faith is connected to God's sovereignty. Why? Because he knows best.
Amen.
He knows best. He desires best for us. He knows best. And he alone knows how to bring it, how to make it come to pass.
Yes.
And sometimes God, well, we call it detour, but it wasn't ever a detour. It's that we didn't see it. Because he never reveals the fullness of his plan so that we can pursue after him. You know, because if you can see what you hope for, the Bible says, why should you hope for it? But when you cannot see it, and it's the excitement of knowing something is there that you cannot see that propels you to go forward. And sometimes, you know, we are so tuned to one specific area of thing when God has something better for us, you know.
Yeah.
So God wants us to get to a point where we understand as his father, as our father, he desires the best for us. And when that doesn't happen, what he's trying to tell us or to show us is to go above our sensual perception, go above our emotions, and still trust him, knowing because he loves us. And it has to see, faith is connected to love. The degree of your love for God will determine the degree of your faith. So even when things that happen the way that you expected or anticipated, because you know that Daddy loves you, Daddy, and especially if you know that you're doing what Daddy requires, you know that somehow you are entitled to what you are going after. My definition of faith is saying it so, even though it's not so, until it becomes so. Because God
chose
it.
Come on now.
Because God. You know what? Text me that. Text me that when you get a chance. I gotta have that. Please, if you don't mind me adopting that from you, I gotta have that. You know, and it was no accident that I met you all. It was no accident. It was God's purpose for all of us to meet. And you know, and I look forward to someday you all meeting with my wife and I as well. And I'm telling you, it's no accident because what you just spoke, Apostle, and what Prophetess Kathy spoke, she spoke about the house. And let me tell you something. The trying of your faith comes into play here in all of these scenarios because last year, August 20th, I had to preach my oldest sister's funeral. She was like our second mom. And let me tell you, she had been sick for a while. And let me tell you, even my wife and I, we were touching and agreeing. She lived in North Carolina. We were in San Diego, California at the time, and we were praying on the hour, every hour, you know, for several days. And let me tell you something. And then my sister passed away. I got a call one morning that my sister passed away, 5:40 in the morning. And let me tell you something. That hurt me so bad. All I could do was burst out in tears. My wife had to come and comfort me. And let me tell you something. It hurt so bad. And I'm saying, God, why? God, why? You know, she was young. And you took her, you know, and I mean, this is the seventh funeral I've had to preach from family members. And and so when you talk about the trying of your faith, that the determine how strong your faith is, and you know, all you can rely on is the scripture, all things work together for the good of those of the Lord, because you can't understand it, and we can't, you know, we have to just trust him where we can't trace him. You know, they're turning me in. I'm out of time. Listen, I've got 30 seconds. But listen, I appreciate you all being on here. Next week's topic is when you lose faith. You all want to come back and join me on that one? When you lose faith.
Do it.
I didn't hear that.
Definitely. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, definitely.
Yeah. Next week's topic is when you lose faith. Listen, Apostle Remy and Prophetess Kathy, I appreciate you all. We're out of time. The 30 minutes goes like 5 minutes. See?
Seriously.
Listen, we're out of time. Listen, join us here next Thursday for the. Okay. Join us here next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you can't join us then, to my listening audience, join us back here next Friday when the topic will be when you lose faith. Until next Thursday, until next Friday, this same appointed time, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Amen. Good night.